Shri Gimel Tzuvos, Zayin El Haytov Shin Mem Aleph, September 6, 1981, on Sunday. Continue.
What Chabad Chaim says is pshat in certain cases in Rishon, and in that Chabad Chaim is based upon the premise that whereas Rishon required das or mishal, but Nisuin doesn't require das. So that's contrary to this. Now, the more in Yiddishin that you has a bite. Now, in Shem Yiddishin, the Shom Zohar, Kesef Shtar and Bih. So Bih is one of the ways how a Misha can become delicious. So the more as a bite in the world, Tchilas Bih came and we say Bih. Now, the Bih came, Sheher, or Bosh, the Yod, or the Kibbutz, the Shmach. In America, what will it call it? So, what will it be? Now, the king of God is not allowed to marry his law, or he shall be so well or he can. So the question is, can the king of God be the cabbage, and he shall be so well with him? If we say that then he shall become the Kodeshes, the Kodeshes, so then the king of God can be the cabbage with him. But if we are to assume that then he shall become the Kodeshes, how will be it? We say it be it. So with the Aroya, she is not the Kodeshes, so then the same Bih, so when does he really, when does she really become his wife? The same Bih. The same Bih. So at the time of the same Bih, she is already a Bule, Bulasatsne, and the King God is also in Bulasatsne, not only Bulasatsne. That's the Bible. So the Gemara says, Amarameima, Mishnei Yerobe, Koladeo, Daite, Almah. So that means that Elisha is nicknamed Bisevdi, not because the some Melee King God wouldn't be allowed to be the Kaddish Elisha Bibi, because then he would in effect marry the Bulasat. So this is a Sikash. Then, Yifere Kaboa Lubente, Yifere Kaboa Lubente, Yalfino, the Isha nicknames with Bible Bahavoy, Asye Kiche Kiche. That right. Because the Torah says nikah in connection with the kinyan of Elisha in this coming Sabbath, kinyikah is Isha Ulubolo, volume in the seeds of him, the aim of Kimotz, so the Torah uses the expression kinyikah in regard to the Kinyan in Elisha, and the Torah also uses the expression Ki yikach es achesed l'gabe arayes. Now, there the halacha is l'gabe arayes, that even if lo yigom av yose is chayet, ol arayes shebatoe. So, if somebody is not given of yose in any of the arayes, he is still chayet. So, mele, in regard to the Kinyan in Elisha, even the haroye, he is king. That's the Gemara that you want it that you know. So anyway, so it's Gemara in Koreshes, contrary to the Gemara in Dushinia. Here the Gemara says, Kolabeya Gaita Umarbi, and Bitchilas B is not king. And there the Gemara mentions Yao Fuse is Rashobi, of Kiche Kiche, the Nisho Niknis, the Bible of Aroi, as the Kiche Kiche the Arai, the Aroi and Bitchilas B, the Hochemosi, the same being king. So there are several truths. So when the Rashba, Yechi Amrim and Ahoy Kine, Haile Vishalei Oso Kinim Ahoy, Upir Shliya, the Mukhah Shalohi, the Kaiti Rikini Zim Ahoy, Abul Hoche Maile Shekom Abi Yosef, the Oz Mikode Bahoy Kim Shitaiti Al Mahoy, Vahoshi Mukhah, Mechia, the Koma Kola Beyo, the Mikoma Kola Man. So the Rashba, that's from the Shimshin, the Shamans, the Tasty Shamans, this is the Rash. It's not the Rashba. The Chedusha Rashba, that's from Shulim Nadas, he is not mentioned in this. But the Rashba in Tetzes, that's the Tetzes Shammas. That's the Rash, and Mishnayos. So the Rashba says that when Gemara says here, Kolabeo, Night of Mouth, Be, and Bitrilas Be, is not Kenneth, Gemara is reference to someone who is Gemara Beos. So then he's only Kenneth with the Gemara. But Gemara, you want to say this. That she's been his baroye, exer shavet, from kirekiche, from arayes, the more in Gomez says reference to someone who is not in a blitz. Alright, that's one thing. We are evokirate, hodi niknis baroye, hale we before shavet to niknis baroye, avo bistam daiter man. We rabbi tantirate, we achten she is rapso aroye, it mao bie, in kei komo ki shemaski of bie baroye koma. Alright, another terms. That when Gemara says Gemara being means the Gemara Ahoy, it doesn't mean man. Then Pesach, so then Pesach mentions another terms in the name of Rabbi Nissim Goyim. So there are four different terms. The Rabbi Nissim Goyim creates the Yidin Gomez Ayla Achavish. That would be Unso Ahoy Yehavi Kinsu Kmoy Chupo. You are Havdush. So, I mean, it's good, it says, no. The Gemara in Yivome says, when Gemara says that Isha is Niklis Baroye, the Gemara has reference to the beer of Isui. And so they, the Haroye, the Trilas beer is Kedim. But here, the Gemara has reference to the beer of Dush, not of Isui. Now, in order to become a Nisuye, the woman does not, so it's not necessary to have been. Even Yichud, even Chupe. But, suppose instead of Chupe, he makes Bia Lishay Nisuye, not Bia Lishay Znus, so then it's a Nisa, Habora or Sosin Beis Homo, so it's Makinis and Makas Marus. But suppose he makes the Bia Lishay Nisuye, so that's also like Chupe. Even if he doesn't involve him. So the Gemara in Yimomes that says that the Ahoye is Kene, the Gemara in Yimomes has reference to Bias Nisui. So then the Trilas Bi is Kene. Mashenkin, our Gemara has reference to Bias Dushi. So there it's only the Gemara. So this is the Kashi against Rabbi Nissim Goyim Shivi. The question is from Shiv. The Kichay Kichay Gabi Gushi see. The reminder of the cloth. So how can Rabbi Nissim Goyim say that the Gemara in Yivomes has reference to Bias Nisuyin, when the Gemara in Yivomes mentions the Xer Shove of Kichay Kichay from Arayes, so Gabi Arayes can Kichay Zachetzi. So Kichay is employed by the and Gabi Ishbi Ishte, that the expression Kichay is employed, but so just as the Gabi Arayas, so he's hired for the Ahoye without Mabie, so the Gabi Niknis, the Bible also without Mabie. But the Kinikach is used in connection with Dushi, because how do we know that the Nisho is Niknis the Bie? From this verse, the Kinikach is Nisho of Baolo. So there is Dushi, so it does not refer to the Suya. So that's the Kasha, the thesis raises against. Against Rabbi. Now, so what's the character? The character is that this passage of Kinikach Ishisho Uvolo has reference not only to Kushi, but has reference to Nisuin also. As a matter of fact, the Shidduch Betzes, in Shuvet, mentions in the name of the Raiwe, it's that Hei, in the Shidduch Betzes, mentions in the name of the Raiwe that Naruso is a suro to the husband, to the Orus, with the rice. Abor, also seeing this home of the Makinzi Max Marbus, So Moses shouldn't say it's only miserable. Neither I say Naruso is Mutele somebody. Because Naruso means his wife. She's an Ishishish. So Naruso, neither I say, according to Moses shouldn't is Mutele somebody. So we say the boy, Vosalon is Naruso, is Mutele is Sansu, is one of the delusion. So we say Vosalon, but the baby shall not say, in the same way as we say, we got a Yavokas Nechamike. Hashem says of Zimono, Lahavik Nechamike. So Gimora is the Kashi, Vehichon Zimono. So Gimora says in Babaliki, Risoso. So, in other words, so because of Risoso, whatever the Pshat in Gimora is, but Gimora says, because of Risoso, we can say Zimono. So maybe we can say, Hashem also knows how to say it's little one and some series for a human illusion. But it's with Ramon. That's the Shita Moses Shem. The Raim says no. And Ahusi is a Sohom in the Raim. Is a Sohom in the Raim to those until it's on. The question is, where does the Torah mention a Nisa for an Ahusi? Where does the Torah mention a Nisa for an Ahusi? Bishwan, let's say, Kabit for Nabola, so they call it Rambam, it comes within the law of initiation. The Rambam is highly, so it's still in the Raisa because it's implicit in the passage Kimono or Zimon. So, according to the Rambam, there is Malkes for Kanabola Knoye. According to the Rambam, there is no Malkes, but in the Raisa there is. So it's implicit in Kimono or Zimon. But, almost among the sources, she is his wife. That was. So how can there be an Israel Raisa? Still, the Rambam says that Ahuso is a son of Raisa. So what is the Teretz? What is the Teretz? I mean, that is not mentioned, but I'm saying now it is not mentioned by Reb Chaim. But, because I want to mention the Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim, explains Rav Nissim Goren, so I want to answer the Teretz and this discussion against Rav Nissim Goren. So, apparently now, according to the Rambam, Vidushin is a mitzvah saseh. What does it mean, Vidushin is a mitzvah saseh? It doesn't mean that everyone is mechuyev to marry a woman. There is no chiyuv of the raisa to marry a woman. There is a chiyuv of Deria Bolivia, but there is no chiyuv of marrying a woman. Suppose someone is tower, he cannot have children. So that is not mechuyev to marry a woman. So still, Vidushin is a mitzvah saseh. So it's a mitzvah saseh in the same sense as tzitzes is a mitzvah saseh. Tzitzes is a mitzvah saseh. But it doesn't mean that one is mechuyev in the raisa to put on a telescope. Only if he puts on a beged with four corners, he is mechuyev to put in tzitzes. And if he puts on a beged with four corners and doesn't put in tzitzes, so he's mevatel on the raisa. So, if he does put in tzitzes, he's mekayem mitzvah. In the same way, kiddushin is a mitzvah saseh. In other words, say, if one wants to marry a woman, he is mechuyev to marry her out of kiddushin. And if he marries a woman without kiddushin, let's say he marries a woman civil, a common law wife, so it's mevatel and esederais. So in other words, it is a mitzvah saseh. And the Birkas Eres in the Kodesh of the Rambam is the Birkas HaMitzvah, in the same way as we say in Brochei and Birkas Tzitzis, in the same way as we say in Brochei and Mishina B'Sukkah. So in the first night of Sukkot, we discussed it last year many times. The first night of Sukkot, so eating in the Sukkot is an imperative. It's a categorical imperative. You cannot avoid it. But the other days, so he's not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. He doesn't want to eat tofu. All right, fine. So let him eat potatoes. Let him drink juices. Let him eat food. But if he wants to eat pas or yogosh of fish, or if he wants to sleep, so he's mechuyev to realize the achir and the sleeping in the sukkah. And if he sleeps, who's the sukkah? Or if he eats a yogosh of fish, pas or whatever is whatever constitutes kriyas. So. So, and that's why he says the Brocha. So, this is only the Mitzvah Seseh. Shall it stop Rino Liso Al Yedei Yush? In other words, if he wants to marry a woman, he's the Chuyah to marry Al Yush. And if he marries a woman, shall we Al Yush? He marries civilly? He marries, he takes a common law wife? So then, he's the Mitzvah Seseh. He's the Mitzvah Seseh. And it's not only that he's Nevatim Ezer Haise, he's Ezer and Isad Haise too. He's Ezer and Isad Haise too. As a matter of fact, it's mashma from the Rambam that only if Pongu is Boala Knuyo, which is Nus, so he's Hayat Malkes and his call is the occasion. But suppose he's not Boala Knuyo, which is Nus, but he marries a woman civil, without wish, but he lives with her. As husband and wife, become a whole wife, that is not Chayav Malkes for this situation. Rabbi Yehudah Shai Tshuva goes one step further, and he says that not only upon his Boaz Knuyah Mishim's noose, he's Chayav Malkes for this situation, but even if he marries a Pelegesh, he's in the situation. What does a Pelegesh mean? Pelegesh means, according to Rashi, Pelegesh means with Dushi, without Ksuve, I mean, but according to all other Rishonim, Pelegesh means without Dushi. What does it mean without Dushi? Like he come a low wife. He's civil marriage. He lives with her, not that as Nus, but he was Miyachid her as his wife, and he treats her as his wife. And that's his wife, but there was no Dushi. So Rabbi Yehudah Shai Tshuva says that if one marries a Pelegesh, so he's Chayav Malkes for the situation. But the Rambam Shikha doesn't appear like that. The Rambam Shikha appears that only if Pono is Boala Knuyah, which is Nus, but if he marries a Pelegesh, so is Asur. What's Asur? Only in Melach is Mikabu Pelegesh. But the Hegel is also in Raisa. What kind of Nisar is that? It's a Nisar Esa. Because the Posik of Kiyikach Yishisho Uvolo implies two things. First of all, the Chiyudese, in the same sentence as the Chiyuv of Tzitzes, as in the same sentence as the Chiyuv of eating in the Suke, if he wants to eat, he has to eat in the Suke. And so if he wants to wear a beggar of Arba Kamfes, he has to put in Tzitzes. So if he wants to marry a woman, he has to marry Al Nidushi. And if he does marry Al Nidushi, he kind of eats there, in the same way as one who puts on a telescope, who puts on a talus in kind of eats there. In the same way as one who eats a sude in suke, in the suke, on sukes, is the kind of mitzvah. And then, besides the chiyuv essence that is incumbent upon anyone who is decided to marry a woman, to get married with Rishi, there is an isar essence, to live with a woman without Rishi. So in other words, according to Rambam, if one is born up in the Rishi's news, is Chayav Malkes Rishi with the invention. But if he takes a Gregesh, not for Shem's news, so he's not either allowed to raise it. But he's Mevato and Esther, and he's Eber and Nisar. So apparently, the Shita of the Raya means that this essay of Kiyikach Ishi Shou Golo implies not only a Chiyuv to marry a woman through Kdushi, but to marry a woman through Kdushi and Nisui. And from the Lashon Rambam, it's also much better, because when the Rambam mentions in the mitzvah of Kiyikach Ishi Shou Golo, the Rambam says, Shemitzkabinu Lisho Isho Alidein Kdushi Uksuve. Ksuve, Ksuve, the Rambam passes the Lord of Ramon. But what does Ksuve indicate? Ksuve. Because Rahuso does not, all the three Ksuve apply to a Nisuve, not to Rahuso. In case we Ksuve Rahuso. Except if he wants to write the Ksuve. But, so the chiyuv of writing Ksuve applies to Yisua, not to Arusa. So when the Rambam says, Shemistabinu Nisa Nisha al Bidushi Ksuve, in effect means, al Bidushi Nisui. So in other words, when the Pasuk says, Kiyikach Ishi Shou Golo, Kiyikach Ishi Shou Golo, so what does it mean? It has reference to both, to Bidushi and to Nisui. So that's the sheet of the Raya. The Raya says that Anahuso is a soul minor to the almost in the Raya. What time is the Raya going to be? She's his wife. No, there is an Israel. So even if someone will marry him in Kudushi, and then he will not be Nasiah, and there will be Paul or Derazus, he will not be Mechavah to make the beer, which is soon. So then, according to Raya, there will be Mivatel and Esther Raya, and he will be either an Israel Raya, it's both. Kiyikach Ishi Shou Golo implies a Chiyuv Aseh, אין מי זה רצה, אין מי זה רצה. סוממים לדס לשיט הנאיים, סוממים להיסס קשי אגנס, רבי ניסים גוי, ורבי ניסים גוי נצא, תחיד ניבונס הירי גושי, הירי אחר גושי, ועל בירים זה הרוי הרבי גמצוי, ומחו פה, דלחן גושי. סופי זה מקושי נקרושי, וכיח את כיח את הרבי גושי זה, ואי לא הולך כבר, אז מה לא? וכל זה רייבה, זו כניק החישי שהוא בואו נפריץ, החילו, תומר לימן, על בקדושי ביביסו, so the male the kinika has reference to Nisu also. So not only can the Nisho become Kodeshes al Nibie, but she can become Nisue al Nibie too. In other words, suppose the Kushi took effect through Kese, and then he decides to be Nisi al Nibie. So B is also Kope. I mean, because even Yehud is Kope, so B is more than that. So the male, so in short, the Kabbalistic God says that B is Nisui, so the true B is King, and B as Bushi, only the same B is King. So the Kain explains that Kabbalistic God. Now I'm mentioning what the Kain says. So the Kain explains the Kabbalistic God. Why is there a distinction between Dushin and Nisui, Manusha, especially according to what I said, that both Dushin and Nisui are implicit in the same person, so why should, in respect to Dushin, only Sein be a Mikene, and in respect to Nisui and Nisui, they are both implicit in the same person? So that Han says, because there is a basic distinction between Dushin and Nisui. Dushi requires Das of Nisho. And by Dushi, so the Das of the Nisho affects the Halim Sadushi. So in many ways it requires Das. Mashiki by Nisui. So the Nisui takes effect in Mimeo. It's not that the Baal is Nisei. He affects the Nisui. Of course. He has to make the chuper l'shem nisui, not l'shem znus. He makes the chuper l'shem znus, so she doesn't become nisui. But if he has privacy with the arusim, l'shem nisui, so the male she becomes nisui. What does nisui mean? A woman becomes the wife of the person who pushes. Pushti is a nishishish, and the name of SS, Klaxis, comes from the nishishish. If somebody is misandering in the Narusim, it's highly misandering. So, but, as long as the woman is only a Narusim of the husband, so the kingdom is not complete. Only if she is Nisur, after the Nisurim, so then the kingdom Nishes is complete. But until Nisurim, the kingdom Nishes is not complete. So really, the Nisui marks the consummation of the Kiyanishis. Ahuse is called to the Baal, but it's unconsummated Kiyanish. The Nisui marks the consummation of the Kiyanishis, of the marital relationship that the husband has with the woman. So the Nisui takes effect by itself, it's not that the Baal affects the Kiyan. Now, the Chaim says the same thing in respect to Yim and Chutz. Now, there is a Chaim, you should go over. So the Rambam says in the Ritual of Yehudim Mechutzeh, Halacha Tezayin, the Chayim Chokso, if the Yevomeh was also with me Yochit, but he was B'nei Levino. Not only Bezdin was not, there was no Bezdin, but Chutzah requires Bezdin. But suppose the Chutzah took place, shall we be from Bezdin? And even shall we be B'nei? But with B'nei Levino, B'laiwa has parens a Chutzah psuk. Now the Mekiyei say, now there is a difference between no chutzah and the chutzah psuk. No chutzah means that no chutzah took place, so any one of the brothers is able to be miyamna. There are certain chutzahs that are no chutzahs. If there are no chutzahs, so then suppose a chutzah took place, but the chutzah is completely no chutzah. So it's considered as if nothing happened. And any one of the achim can be miyamna. But there are certain chutzes that are chutzes, but the achim is psuras. So then the halacha is, she is the achim is psuras, so she is not the teres meshuk as yet. She is not the teres meshuk. But she is already psura or kolach. Let's say, if one brother gave the chutzah psura to the yivama, so then no one, so she cannot be misyavim by any one of the brothers, because the chutzah has a bit. But she's not the teres meshuk until another chutzah takes place, because his chutzah is a chutzah. So the Rambam says in Perek Daled Mechasim Chutzah, Halacha Dezayin, V'chein Chutzah B'Kliyochi, but through Beinu Levino, without Bezdin, without any, just he and she. And he gave a chutzah. So, Ubelailo, let's say the chutzah took place, Ubelailo has a chutzah too. So, vis-a-vis chutzah Ubelailo, Sadduki said it's not Masi Kamara. Because chutzah Ubelailo is a chutzah too, so she's not the teres Meshuk. So, in order to be married, Meshuk, to be able to be married Meshuk, she has to have another chutzah, the yay. But the chutzah is a chutzah, except that it's not a good chutzah. So she's not the teres meshuk. But if there was a chutzah b'laylo, so then she's a surah b'laylo. Because the chutzah is accepted, it's a chutzah psuk. Mashenke, in the case of chutzah with miyochit or b'nei levino, the Kesef says, that's not a chutzah psuk. That's no chutzah at all. So she's with teres b'laylo too. So it's a complete novelty. It's null and void. Why does the Mukiyeser say that there is a distinction between chutzah b'laylo? So a chutzah it is, but it's a chutzah psula. So in Meile, she's a psula mishuk until she gets another chutzah, yay. But she's a psula achim, because that is a chutzah. And chutzah with miyochit, or b'nei levino, so then it's no chutzah altogether. So the Mukiyeser says, so for if they are eating, but there is no bezdin, then a chutzah it is. But it's a chutzah psula. Mashenke, if it's chutzah with miyochit or b'nei levino, so then it's no chutzah because there is a loche of indoro shebiyah of pochet mishtar. So I'm coming with the indechot in cheshu vidusha. So vidusha requires a little kima dor. It's not just rivore. So let's say in the momenes, kinyoni momenes, so it's only rivore. We need to sada or shakhe. But if somebody, let's say, is makhe, is sode, to Havere, without anything, so if they are both made it, so the kingdom is hard. But Havikadish, the Dechot, even in the Baal, the Vikadish and the Keshes, are both made it that he was in Kadisha, she's with Teres only because it's a novelty. It requires aid of the Kimado. So Chritze, in order to be effective in any way, requires aid of the Kimado. So if she's also with the Aiding, but not with the Bezdin, then it's a Chritze Psoa. If it's chutzah b'laylo, the Mekiyeser says, then it's a chutzah psula. But if it's chutzah with miyochit, b'nei levino, so it's no chutzah at all. Because there's a locher of indoma shebiyahu, pochas mishnayim, that the dushin and gerashin require even the kirmador. And without him, so the dushin is no dushin. So chutzah also requires even the kirmador. But the Rambam Shite is not like the Mekiyeser. What is the Rambam Shite? The Rambam Shite is that Gdushin, even Shalom Bechnei, is all, I mean, I'm sorry, Chutzah. even Shalom is maybe, he's also a Kuitze, but it's a Kuitze Psumo. So maybe the Pasuk from Malachi. So the question is, why should it be a Kuitze, but a Kuitze Psumo? Bishlaini, if it is Bifnaini, but not Bifnaini, Bishlaini, if it's Kalaino. So it is a Kuitze, but there is a general principle of in Yom HaShabeah, what is Mishnayim, Mekim Adon. So the Melech, so the Melech, so it should not even be a Kuitze Psumo. So the Chaim says, that according to the Rambam, the Halucheo, in Yom HaShabeah, Pochas Mishnayim, Mekim Adon, is only Shayach, if there is a person who as a gamre, as a voluntary agent, affects the chalitz, let's say Gish or Gersh. So the Baal affects the chalitz, so the Mele, he does his mighty, he affects the Gish. He affects the Gish. So the Mele, it requires anything we came out of. But how about, now there is a Luchel of Indoba Shabbat Mishnah. In Doba Shabbat Mishnah has two aspects. One of the things that we should is, I mean, brutal, in other words, that in Dechot, there's no remorse, if in Dechot comes and testifies that in Shishish was Mizami, so Beis Din will not force the Baal to divorce the wife. Why? Because there's no remorse. There's no remorse. So, then, but, if, let's say, the Baal observes himself this news of his wife, so then she's a Suman. She's a Suman. But we don't say, in Doma Shabbat, we're talking to Mishnai. In Doma Shabbat, we're lying. Why not? The answer is, when can we say, in Doma Shabbat, we're Mishnai, when there is a Gavre who affects the Chalitz, let's say, on Gushi or Gerashi, so the Baal, he affects the Gushi. Because who is that? He affects the Gushi. So, a king. Any chalitz in Yom HaShabeah in the marital matter, so cannot take effect without doing. That's the halacha of Yom HaShabeah for Mishnah in the Kinnah. Mashiach is news. So it's not that the Baal the Minoyim he affects the Yisrael Bible. Mimeo she becomes a sword of Bible. If an Ishishish commits adultery, be rotten. Mimele she becomes a sword of Bible. It's not that the Baal affects the Israel. So Mimele, so it's not Shayach to say to any Mikim Adon. As a matter of fact, in the Gemara that says, the Havam in the words, that if there are no reading, so then she's not a sword of Bible. She's not a sword of Bible because of the Gemara Shabbat of the Shnai Mikim Adon. That was only the Havam. And even the Havam in it is very strange that the Gemara could have such a Havam. But the Maskon of the Gemara is that as far as news is concerned, there is also a locha in Yom HaShabeah of Shnayim, because we don't believe it. So if a Yechot comes to Bezni and says he saw that a certain woman, a married woman, was Mizamer, so then Bezni doesn't tell the husband to divorce his wife because he's not believed. But if the husband himself observed it, then it's the Chuyot to be regarded. Because even though there was no reason, that's the reason why Pesach Pesach was so simple. So only because of sex vacancy would have it. But let's say if the father was becoming the Yushi by Pusso, but in Shomim Echot, where there is no sex vacancy, so then Bezdin forces the Baal to divorce his wife. But there are no reason, the answer is, Zeus does not require him to become a devil. If the Echot testifies, he's not Nemon, because he's not Nemon. So we don't accept his testimony. So we say he might be lying. Mashiach is the Baal himself observed it. So he knows that it's true. He saw it with his own eyes. So even in the case of Pesach Pesuach Mitzvah, as long as he is convinced that she was Mizamer because of Pesach Pesuach, so in any way he has to divorce his wife. Because Zeus does not require him to become a devil. Why not? Because the Israel Bible is the name. So the Mele Chaim says, the Shittas HaRambam means that the Dushi Gerashim that required us, so the Mele they require even Rekim Adon. Because it is the Baal who affects the Dushi. It is the Baal who affects the Gerashim. Mashein Kei, Yiv Mechritze, Tauchis, that Habuah Yudan Kei, Be'im, is the Shein, is Kodesh. That's the halacha. So even does not, the kingdom of heaven does not require gods of the oven. Even if they did, no woman of God who bore oil. So he woke up your oil, so she becomes his wife. That's Dawakhir. So Dawakhir is not the Dion, for his das is a voluntary agent. So he's Kainer for the being. It is the melee. If the Yom is born, there was some melee. Because of the seeking, there is a marital attachment between the Yom and the woman. By itself, within Shomayim, there is a seeking, a marital attachment. So the Aloha is that this marital attachment merges into a complete marital relationship, into a king and Gomo, as a result of the Yom being born and the woman. So even my boy, no from Nagash. So born now, Alivente. So he's here. So it's not that the yogi, as a voluntary agent, as a gavre, affects the king. It takes place by itself, like Zeus. So the Israel Bible takes place by itself. So Mary doesn't require, and Chlitze also. Chlitze does not require the house of the yogi. The Rai is that Chlitze does not require that. He mentions the Rai. So he says, Keeping the Chazin on the Klikit Anoyo the Imbobes of Kufay, Victano Shaholzo, in Chlitzoso Chlitze Eloi, who the Chemish and the Chemishes, the Gwela Mikmore, the Kula Ome, Habe Chlitzoso Chlitze, in Goyim Shintayne Doab Mikhil. So the Gwela said the Imbobes that the reasons why the Chlitze or the Chemish and the Chemishes is not good, because there is a requirement of reading the power and wishing the whole with Bila, so Bila not getting it. And Chemesh and Chemesh is in the Gadda of Mishamea. So he's not going to recite the Psuki that the Yom or the Yivome is supposed to recite. So Mele coaching the whole with Bila not getting it. That's why the Chmitze is not good. But otherwise, a Chemesh and a Chemesh Chmitze would also be a good Chmitze. If Chmitze would require Das of the Yom, Das of the Chilitz, and the Das of the Chilitzes, now the Das of the Chemesh and the Chemesh is all Das. So how could the Chmitze take place? So why would the Gemara have to resort to the Xerzakosu of the Blood Mitzvah and the Koshin Holy Bila Makedite? It couldn't take place because just as a Chemesh cannot be Mikamish and Isha. Because a Chemesh in Tabun and Shemeya has a thing of any material. So his Das is no Das. He might be very intelligent. He can have an IQ of 200. But out of him, his Das is no Das of the Chemesh and the Chemesh. So maybe the Chemesh should be good. Why did Gemara say the Chlitze is not good? Because he didn't come to the Gwab of it. Chemesh is the Kotum of the Dini. And Chlitze is the Das. Because we have a Sukkot in the Gwab of it. That's the Gwab. The Chalitz lo. And we can't have the Ketzo. We have the Chlitze in the Gwab. And what he should say is the Tetsu that the Dalai. So Tetsu says that Chashi. Why does the Gwab have to resort to impossible? That the Chemesh and the Chemesh cannot be healed, because love the Trinity, without recourse to love the Trinity. Because the love the Deo and the Das is no Das. The Das is no, the Das is no Das. So, and then, and Gemara in Yivome says that, that if the husband, the Yom was told by someone, you give a hand. And with that chalitze, he misled the Yom. He told the Yom that through the chalitze, he'll be Kainer. And then he was chalitze. So she's not in translation. So that's why, because there was a mistake. His kavone was not to pater her, to be makarashut. His kavone was to be Kainer. So we see that chalitze requires that. So then, why does Gemara have to face us as the Kaddish? Why does Gemara have to resort to the posseed of Mitriya? Because they are not Mitriya, so that's why the Chlitz and the Chlitz of the Chemesh and the Chemesh is no good. Without Because of course, about the tree of coaching, all the Bill Mackenzie's day. So it should not be with Witze, because it requires Das and Hersh and Hershes. And as we hear, Uchbo Hikshus in the taste of that good Alchon, he killed two. The Ayre, the Shedes, the name, the Malkabeum, who made him when last is Witze of the country. So taste is the terrorist without the possibility of lovely tree. So I would say that the Witze of Hersh and Hershes is a good Witze. Why? Because even though the Arab in Neo, but let's say the kings who are built in the Arab on the Bay, and the Talmud, and they are Mechave to the Chalit, so then it would be good for it, if not for the Zakosu of Lavni Trium, because they cannot recite the Psuki of the Tash. Now the question is, would anybody say, I mean, that will not make sense, that a cop, a hash, cannot be the Kaddish edition. But if there will be God within or Gabo, and if he will guide you, so it will be the Kaddish edition. Who ever heard a thing like that? That a cop whose das is no das, a hash, or a hash, whose das is no das, that if God is in or Gabo, and will guide you, so then his das is a das. There is no such a locher. Where do you find the locher of God within or Gabo? That's what God is saying, Xilis Agir. Does not require das. Xilis Agit requires kabon and mishmo. So, a kotin is das, who has no das. So, the giant goes in the gabon, he has no kabon. If God will do it on gabon, he guides him, he has kabon. So, only with gabon kabon, God will do it on gabon is effective. But with gabon das, God will do it on gabon cannot supply the das. God will do it on gabon can supply the kabon. Now das, and still case it says that without it there's a cause of what we clearly, because for me she only build a market day, so then I would say that the Chavish and the Chavishes can be hated, even though they have no das, and the das is no das, but in the case of God going to Agabo, so then the Chavitze would be the Chavitze, if not for it there's a cause of what we clearly. But how can we say that anything that requires das, so if you go to the Gabo, so that's why the das? The answer is, Chuitze doesn't require das, but Chuitze requires kabon. So the Gemara says, if let's say Bezin misled the Chuyom and told him the Bobe Maise, and told him that through the Chuitze, so she will, the Bobe will be clear to him, so then the Chuitze is no Chuitze, because he was not having to be martyr to the Chuitze, he was having to be taken her. And Chuitze requires kabode of being mother issue, not of being Keda. So, but Das he doesn't require. Since he doesn't require Das, so the effect, the chalice of Chuitze, is a chalice that explains the male. Like Zeus! So just as we got in Zeus, we don't apply the aloha of Indomo Shebeamo Pachas Mishnayim Likim Adon. We apply the aloha of Indomo Shebeamo Pachas Mishnayim only in regard to something that is affected by the God. Let's say like Dushi Gerashi. So it's affected. Dushi, it takes effect through the Das of the Baal and the Nisho. Gerashi takes effect through the Das of the Megali, the Baal, not the Nisho. So there we have our Aloche of the Yom HaShemel of the Dine. But the God is loose. If, let's say, if the Baal saw how his wife was misunderstood, even though there are no eating, she still becomes a son of Bible, because it's not the Baal who affects the Israel Bible. It's the male, the fact that she was misunderstood. Umoha, so that makes her a son of the Bible. So since it's the Chalais is not affected by anyone, it's the voluntary agent, as the Gabriel, but the Chalais, the effect, she becomes a soul of the Bible of the Melech. So there is no aloche of Idoma Shebeah of Pachas Mishnayim Nikim Adomo. So the same thing is true of Chuitze. Yidin doesn't require das, and Yidin certainly doesn't require das, because he didn't know from the Nagar. And the Amos, he was Baal and Benitei. So he still came here. And Chuitze requires Kabbalah, but not das. So the Melech, since he doesn't require das, so the Heter Mishuk takes effect by itself. It's not affected by the Yom as a voluntary agent. The whole idea, if he is Mechavim to be Mater her, so then even without that, even if it's a Chersh and a Chersh, if there hadn't been a Zakosim of Mechriyot, of being holy in Kriyas HaPsukim, so then the Kavuti of the Chayash and the Chayash would be with anyone. So then Rav Chaim said, Nisuin, that's the Pshat in Rabbi Nisimgoyim. Rabbi Nisimgoyim said, the Gemara in the moment that says, that God will be an ideal of Marbi. So, I'm sorry, the Gemara in Yudushi that says, God will be an ideal of Marbi. Only the same thing is getting his reference to be a Yudushi. So, it doesn't mean when Saint Bin is came, it doesn't mean Kasishoy, that if somebody is in Kabish Al Bia, so the Kriyas Bin is a Bia Sus. If somebody is in Kabish Al Bia, so the whole Bia, the Kriyas Bia, the Saint Bia, is a Bia Shemush. It's not that the Kriyas Bia. With the Gemara. So the Mele, since Kushi requires Das, and his Das is to be taken with Mavie, so the Kriyas Bia, she is not, she doesn't become his wife. But the whole Bia is a Bia Mishin Kushi. except that in the das of the Mikabim, she is to decay in the Ayurvedic Marvi. So the Mela, she cannot be Mikodeshes before the Marvi, with that way. But, so in respect to Dushin, the Dushin requires das, and since his das is to decay with the Marvi, so the Mela, the Chulas Diyas, she is not his wife. Because it requires das, and the das affects the Chalit. And his das is to decay in the Marvi. Mashiach Nisun, Nisun doesn't even require das. Nisun takes effect in the Mela, like Yim. Like Halitze, but of course, just as Legabe Halitze, he has to be Mechabe to be Makerha with the Halitze, not if he thinks that through the Halitze he will become her, so then the Halitze is no Halitze, he has to be Mechabe to be Makerha to the Halitze, so in order that the Bias Nisui should affect Nisui, so it has to be a Bias Nisui Nisui, not that it's a Bias Nisui Nisui. But if the B.A. is the Shemisun, then she becomes his wife in a full way. And he's king to her, king and gomor. Remember, it's not that he affects Nisun. Between she so the Mikadish and the Isha affect the Nisun through their consent. Through the mutual consent, they affect the Halitah Nisun. Nisun, which marks the consummation of the king and Isha, so it's not the vow through his consent that he affects Yidushin. If the Bia or the Yichud is L'shem Yisui, not L'shem Yisnus, so then she becomes a Yisui, and he acquires a king and gomor of Yishes in the Mele. So it's like, so the Mele at Haim says that Yisui doesn't require a Yidin Mekim at all. Doesn't require. Of course, the Yidin Mekim is to be Yachidin for the Yichud also. Why? Because according to the Yidin Mekim, who says that if Mechlitze requires a Din Mekim at the law is Chelka Rambam, and in case that we're doing with this longness, that Mechlitze doesn't require das, the Chai is that the Gemara says, without it, there's a possible of Mekriye, so the Mechlitze of the Chelash and Chelashes would be with Mechlitze, but Chelash and Chelashes are not allowed to be made up. So Tetzis applies it to Godwin Bagamot. But Godwin Bagamot cannot supply the element of das. Godwin Bagamot can only supply the element of Kabbalah. So we see from there to Moreh that by Chitze, so it's not the Yogin. It's not the Yogin that affects the Hefalashim. It's remember, since Chitze was given to the Yogin, he remember becomes the Hefalashim. But he has to be the Chabon to be Makia, the Yivam, but it doesn't require das. And still, the Mukiyesef requires it, applies the Aloha of Eid Mekim Adavot. So we see the Mukiyesef is Chelka Rama. So the reason is why we are accustomed to be Yachedeni for the Yichud also, because of the Shita of Mukiyesef. But according to the Shita Tzarambam, the Chaim said, a Nisunim doesn't require Eid Mekim Adavot. But according to the seat of the Mekiyeseh, so just as Chlitze requires a Mekim Adavot, so even though it's Mele, and according to Mekiyeseh, even Yim requires a Mekim Adavot. If people are lamenting, Shalom with Mekiyeseh, she will not be content, according to the Rambam, since it's Mele, and even Nofam Nagah requires a Mekiyeseh. So it's Kena, so Mele doesn't require a Mekim Adavot. Anyway, so the Chaim says, that Nisuni, so that's the pshat of Nisim Goyim. The reason is why the Nisim Goyim distinguishes between Eresin and Nisuni, and Bias Eresin, so only Gmarbi is Gene, and the Bias Nisuni, so the Tlazbi is Gene, because even though the Gemara says, come up here, like Gmarbi, but it doesn't mean that the Tlazbi is a Bias Nus. The Tlazbi is also a Shibushi, but since Kedushi requires Das, and his das is to be taken with Malbiyeh, so she cannot become a Kodeshes to him before the Malbiyeh. Mashiach Nisuni doesn't require das. But the Kashi is against the Chaim. Here Teisa says, just the reverse. So Teisa says, Veit miton lehoche aramina afilo balkocho. Afilo balkocho. So that means that Nisuni does require das. So then the question is, how does Rabbi Nisim Goyim distinguish Bias Nisuni from Bias Nisuni? Gemara in Shulchan Aruch Yudalef says that Yaakov Magdim is al Das Beis. Why? Because Gemara is his schus, so Zohar lo Adam Shalom Yifan. Still, the Gemara says, Aruch Yudalef in Shulchan, he Bezdin was Nigaya, a copy of Das Bezdin, and the basis of Zohar lo Adam Shalom Yifan, he Yichin Yichin. Because Baal Kochel cannot be Yisakeh. A person, even if it's a schus, Baal Kochel the person. So if you, if at the time he becomes a godly, he disaffirms the gales, and he rejects the gales, he says, I don't want to be a Jew. So then, the gales is retroactively nullified. That's what he's going to say. So the thesis is that in Dallas, in Dushin says, of the Jew, the Jew, the Rabbeinu loved that kishabol lichalonshi, and kishabol lichal das, v'adayim lichabol lichalonshi. So, in other words, if you here doesn't mean he became a mitzvah, let's say, he basically was a guy or him when he was an infant, when he was a man for him. All that, then, if you became a mitzvah, so one could say, it means, if at the age of 13, he becomes a mitzvah. So, when he's considered a Baldeo, he disaffirms the gills, then it's a chenuchis. But suppose at the age of 8, when he already had some das, so he disaffirms, so then it does not become retroactively determined that the gills is no gills and that he is a goy. He has been a goy all the time. That's what one would argue. So the thesis read says no. Here, regarding the chenuchis, he doesn't mean the chalonshi, 30 years old. But if he's a deal with all the exas, in other words, let's say, suppose he disaffirms when he's 3 years old, 4 years old, when he has no gas, he doesn't even understand what it means to be a Jew, not to be a Jew. So then, it's verbiage. I mean, his rejection of deals, he's considered, he's treated as verbiage. But suppose he's 10 years old, and he's very intelligent, but Al-Gadim is still not even there. But a 10-year-old boy, a 10-year-old child can be very intelligent, and he knows what it's all about when he has tzadas. If he disaffirms, so it's retroactively determined that he is not again. What's the pshat in this? So apparently, the shita of the disasri is that where there is alochel das in an affirmative way, so then the alochel is the das of the kofi. He can be as intelligent and as wise and as clever and as ingenious as Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was 12 years old. He was a Kohen, Al-Pidin. So he was the Chacham Mikolich at the age of 12. But Al-Pidin, his das was no das. So when we say that the das of the Kohen and the Cheresh also can be very intelligent, there can be people who are highly intelligent, but Al-Pidin, the das of the Chersh, who is in the Dali of Eni Shemeya, is no das. So that's only Shaiach, in Gomes, in Yonim, where das in an affirmative way is required. Let's say, Kedushi, Kedushi. So let's say, I mean, Kedushi is a Shaiach to mention it, we got a copy. How can there be Kedushi? How can we visualize a problem of Kedushi in a copy? It couldn't be the Kaddish. But let's say, we got a Chersh. Let's say he was Mikadish, he was not deaf, he was not mute. And then, later on, he became deaf mute. So if he wants to be Mikadish, he cannot be Mikadish, as he stated. Even if he is highly intelligent. Because Kiddush requires Das HaMikadish, Das HaBaal in an affirmative way. So the Das of the company is Al-Pudim, not considered Mikadish. Even Roman Tzias, he is highly intelligent, but Al-Pudim. Mashayim Kei. Regarding Gaelos, so there is no halacha that Gaelos requires das in a affirmative way. By Gaelos, the shita of the Tisa Sri, that's the Tisa Sri shita. The shita of the Tisa Sri is that one cannot become a Gaelos, Baal Kocha. He cannot be forced to become, against the will, Baal Kocha cannot become a Gaelos. But it's not that Gaelos requires das in a affirmative way. Kedushi, Gereshi, all Kinyoni, they require das in an affirmative way. So the melee, the das of the company is no das. So it's considered as verb. But any genius doesn't require das in a affirmative way. Even without das in a affirmative way, as long as he is mechavel to be mal and to be tenderil, which is yanus, he can become a yet. But the halacha is bal kocha, he cannot become a yet. Bal kocha, he cannot become a yet. So the melee, so the reason is why he do yichin yichin is because if he's meiches, it means he's bal kocha. Bal kocha, he cannot become a yet. So he's retroactively determined as a goy, all the time. So the melee, since it's a meaning of bal kocha, so the bal kocha, where das is required in a affirmative way, so the das and kocha is no das, even if he is a chochem like Shlom HaMelech. Masha'inki, where there is no aloche, where there is no requirement of das in an affirmative way, but only because bal kocha cannot take effect by deus. So, if he's a baby, let's say 2 year old baby or 3 year old baby, who have been tzias, he doesn't have das, so then it's not bal kocha either. I mean, if the mitzvah says, I don't want to be Jewish, it doesn't mean anything. But if in tzias he has das, but our baby's das is no das, so it only applies to cases where the das in an affirmative way is required, but where the das in an affirmative way is not required. It's only halacha that bal kocha can take effect. So if he has no das in tzias, a kinnik b'yemei or even a kinnik b'shnosayim or 3 or 4 years old who doesn't have even ktsas das, that's what ktsas das means. It means das in tzias. So then, so it's not bal kocha either. I mean, let's say if he is the best in the guy or das best in the infant b'yemei, and then when he's 2 years old, when he's already able to talk, so he repeats, he says, I don't want to be Jewish. It doesn't mean anything. Because he doesn't have das b'mitzias. Masha'inki, he's 10 years old, he's 11 years old, he's 12 years old, he's highly intelligent. But his das is no das. But b'mitzias, he has das. And he says, I don't want it. So it's formal. And we have another example of that. Now, we got a you. The halacha is that the Ordin is Mechuyev, it's in Mitzvah Saseh, to be Miyayi Yom Ovriyo. And when does can it be Miyayi Yom Ovriyo? Before she goes out of the house. The moment she becomes a Deleh, so she's Yitze, it's a money. So the youth has to take place before she becomes a Deleh. But if she's already 12 years old, and if she watched the Silas, so then it cannot be Miyayi. So you can be Miyayi there before she becomes 12 years old. So the Gemara in the Mishnah says, he gives a notice, so the youth is calm. The Rambam wrote that with a shame achrika. And they say, das, vidor means that bal kokhoi cannot be that. Now the question is, how can it be das? She's a tam. So the answer is, here it's not, it's not that it requires das. Because, after all, the reason is why yud is effective, because according to Roman Domar, so Louis of Shane is refusing it. And in the code, according to Rabbi Rabbi, so there is the das of the father when he sold his daughter as an obligatory one. So that, and even according to the Rabbonon, that Moses of Hashem is love Yushin, Moses of Abraham mentions Israel, that the das Makhne is supplied by the father at the time of the Mechira, even according to Rabbonon, Israel. So insofar as das Makhne is concerned, so the das Makhne is supplied by the father at the time of the Mechira, even according to the Rabbonon of Israel. But there is a special Teras HaKosov that you does not take effect Bal Kocho of the Omer. He cannot force her. But it's not a meaning of Das. This is what Chaim says, that by Dushi Yalme, so the Das affects the Dushi. The Das of the Baal, the Das of the Isha affects the Dushi. Mashiachim, the Das of the Omer of Rio, which is she's a Tamar, a Das is no Das, it doesn't affect the Dushi. But it's Nakim the Dushi. So in being Nakim the Dushi, and who affects the Dushi? The Das of the Omer. Not the Das of the Omer of Rio. Because insofar as Das Makhne is concerned, so that is supplied by the Das of the Father. Certainly according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh, who says, Moses of Shem, Yushnikno, and even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh. So the Das is supplied at the time of the Mechira. But it's especially Das Akosu, that Baal Koch, he cannot affect Yushnik. So it's not a requirement of Das in an affirmative sentence. Since it's not a requirement of Das in an affirmative sentence, but Baal Koch, the youth, cannot take effect. So, if the Omer of Rio is 11 years old, she has Das Matzius. But Al Kedim, her Das is no Das. But here it's not a requirement of Das in the affirmative sense. It's only the Baal Koch, according to Rambam, the most Rishim. So the youth does not take effect. So, if she has Das Matzius, and she says no, so it is Baal Koch. So in Melee, I think when Tisa says here, that Baal Koch or not, it's not a meaning of Das. It's not like Das or Isha by Bushi. There it's a meaning of a requirement of Das in an affirmative way. And as Rav Chaim explains it, if the Das are bound together with Das or Isha, that affect the Bushi. Mashem came by Nisunin, because Nisunin takes effect. Remember, it doesn't require Das or Isha in an affirmative way. It doesn't require Das or Obus either in an affirmative way. But he has to make the Nisunin Rishemisu, he has to make the chuper Rishemisu, not Rishemisnus. That's the meaning of Kavone. And Baal Kocho, she doesn't become Nisotei. The Kedushi, the Kiyan Ishes, does not become Nigma. Baal Kocho, the Baal of Baal Kocho of Isha. But it's not a requirement of Das. It's not a requirement of Das in an affirmative way. As a matter of fact, there is a certain medrash. The Rashi mentions in Chayisot in Chayisot, Vayemu, Nikol Anar, Yunishalo Espir. So Rashi said, that's another Shal. Mikam Sheimasim Esolisho El Midali. So, the whole Moke, that you cannot be Nisei Elisho, except Baal Kocho, is this possible Chayisot? What's about? Ki Yikach Yishisho Ubo, and we see from Rabbi Nissim Goyen, the dead person has reference to Dushin and Rizul, and they are in the Midaito. The answer is, as the Chaim says, Nisun doesn't require das. The Dushin requires das unish, and das unisho. So, and the das affect the Halitza Dushin as voluntary agents. The das of the husband, the Mekadosh, and the das of the woman, as voluntary agents, as godless, affect the Dushin. Is like Zeus. It's Mimele. The Kinyanishes becomes Nigma, Mimele. Through the Chupe, Lishay Nisun. Mimele, like Chritze, like Yin. In the same way. But there is a Lochem at Baal Koch. It cannot take effect. Now, the question is, she had a father. So the Lochem is that if she is a Ktano and she has a father, so then the das of the father determines, and then we don't even need her das. The answer is because the Medrash says that Suel, the father of Rivka, was Nemesh, and he died, So by the time Eliezer took Rivka to Yitzchok, so the fact she was already single, she didn't have a father. So Melech, so we learn now from this passage, Mikam Shimasin Sivishal Midaito. But this is not a din of das in a affirmative way. It means Baal Kocho, she cannot be Mrs. But it's not a din of das. So when Teisa says yes, it's not contrary to what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim only explains the din of Tchilas Birkei Osofiyeke. So Kedushe Bine, so the das is required in a affirmative way. So the man receives the das in a affirmative way is to be came only with the Gmardiyeh. So the man, there is no das is lacking by the Gmardiyeh. But it doesn't mean it's Baal Kocho, just because the man is like of Gmardiyeh, it does not mean that it's Baal Kocho. He wants to be came her as his wife. So Baal Kocho, it isn't even with Gmardiyeh. So the man, Rabbi Nissim Goyen says, that by Bias Nisuyin, so the Tchilas Din is Kehilah. The Tchilas Din is Kehilah. Because Baal Kocho it is it. And here Tesis only says that Baal Kocho cannot be Kehilah. That's all it is.
Shir Dalad in Suvos, Yud El Etoshin Mem Aleph, September 9th, 1981, on Tuesday.
All the cases and the Mishnah, just one little case and the Mishnah, we didn't go in the yet. And what might be? The Lord Bilal Hamishi, so cases was bothered by Kashi. The Chachomim on Misake, that the Psulo should be Nisli Nogi, in order to enable him to present the kindness immediately, in case he finds time is psulim, so he should have an opportunity before he goes off to present his time to Bez Yishin on Monday and Thursday. So the question is, so why does the Mishnah say the Yom of Yish has to get married on Wednesday? Now Wednesday night is not Wednesday, it's already Chamishi, it's Leil Chamishi. We call it Wednesday night, it's now Rosh Hashanah. But Al Pidi, it's not Yom Levi. Wednesday night is already Leil Chamishi. So, as far as being able to present his tainus, the next morning he should be able to get married, the psula should be able to get married, not only Wednesday in the daytime, but Wednesday night, which is Leil Chamishi, should also be able to get married. And here the Mishnah emphasizes, psula misling mavi, that means Wednesday in the daytime. But Wednesday night, which is already Leil Chamishi, she cannot get married. Why not? It will not interfere with the opportunity of the husband to present his tainus the next morning. That's the kashya. So the words of Jesus say, the Tere, Leil Chamishi, he come up the basal, you like Iksubi Lohomi Petitre. Now the question is, the Gemara even doesn't say you like Iksubi Lohomi Petitre. The Gemara in Shabbos that Kuflamet says, in other words, that there is a lot of fighting between the Mechutoni in connection with the execution of the Ksuri. So, So why does he say Kedomah for Basa Mehudeh? So that's what the Hagoya and the sides and the margin says. Half the Lech Ekshiri will only teach a lesson in Mehudeh. Al the Shabbos Kuflavim. But what does Gemore say in Mehudeh? Gemore says Mehudeh Shame Ksude Vimagebotre. In other words, that when people write Ksume, so they are dying, and they do it very carefully, and they go over it, and they weigh and they consider every word of the Ksume. So there the Gemara says that it takes a long time to write Ksume. Well, today, you know, so there is a standard Nusach, so it doesn't take a long time. But Bisman Chazal, there was no standard Nusach for Ksume. So everyone, you know, wrote the Ksume according to his own nusach and according to his own terms. Of course, there is a certain minimum. I mean, a Ksume has to get a Messiah, but he can be lazy. Today, I mean, all the Ksumes have the same terms, I mean, the same nusach. But this man Chazal, everyone had to write the Ksume, everyone wrote the Ksume in his own nusach. And according to his own terms, I mean, of course, with a minimum of terms that are imperative. So the Mele, the Gemara says, in Ide, Lekit, that Ksuve, Shame Ksuve, the Magibotle, it takes a long time for Ksuve to be written, because every word has to be weighed and to be considered. So the Amitzal Ranjbo, he put it in, so he says that here, Teitzves is saying two things. Teitzves Kashi was, why were the Chachomim Nisakim that Iksuo has to get married after on Wednesday? But Wednesday night, not. Wednesday night means Leil Chamishi night. Insofar as the opportunity of presenting the Tainus the next morning is concerned, so even if she gets married Wednesday night, Leil Chamishi will still have the same opportunity. So Teitzves says two things. One is because, as the Gemara in Mide says, what does the Gemara in Mide say? Shal Ksuve di Mide Betre. So that means that the writing of Ksuve involves a lot of time, because every word is considered. People are very careful in writing Ksuve. So it takes a lot of time. So the Mele, if, let's say, a Ksuve could get married Wednesday night, So the Ksuve might not be finished until the next morning. So the Mele, if he does find the Tanis Psulim, he will not have an opportunity to go to Bezdin and present the time immediately. He'll have to wait till the following Monday. That's one. Then Tesis says, Vei, as if Tesis wrote Vei. Vei, the Lech Ksuve, Tesis doesn't write Vei. But this is how Rabbi Tzal Ramishbo explained this. So in other words, there are two distractions in the Ksuve. First of all, you have to consider every word and to weigh every word. So whether to use this word or to use that word, so that might, on account of that consideration, so the Ksuve might not be finished being written until the next morning. So if the Ksuve could get married in the night of Wednesday, so then it could not be finished until the next morning. So in the Mele, he will not have an opportunity to present the Tainus Psulim, if he does find the Tainus Psulim, to present it immediately. And then, for another reason, there might be a delay, because there might be so many arguments between the Mechutoni. So in other words, it's two separate reasons why the writing of this Ksuve might entail a substantial delay. One is because Shani Ksuve the Mige Betrei, and the other one is because Lech Ksuve the Roma Betich, Kolchkein Yasin Nisuin, Bilel Hei, Yurikel Meichach, Sheyitomi Benisuin, Binisuin Uksuve Beloyiv. Right, that's all good. Now the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, מפני מה אומר ופצו לניס את לימו בין, לפי ששונים, כי הגיע הזמן לניס, הוא היכולת לשלם, ואיכולת בתחומה, יוכל הגיע הזמן ביכולת משאבס, למה אלו מזיינס, וכך שונים ופצו לניס את לימו בין, that's the original memory of Kavyesi. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. On the surface, it doesn't even make sense. So, Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav Yudon HaShmuel, why did the Chachom say that Psuo has to get married in Ovi? What is the reason? So, the way it reads on the surface. So the reason is why the Chachom HaMish Uomisak that Psuo has to get married on Wednesday and not on any other day of the week, just Wednesday, because there is another mission that says that, you know, Bisman Chazal, so there is a substantial interval intervening between Beiresen and Nisuin. Not like today, when Beiresen and Nisuin are combined and take place at the same time. But there was a substantial interval intervening. So there was a maximum period, I mean, beyond which the Chosn couldn't, you know, wait. Not right. So for Ipsuo, so the maximum period he could get married, the next day he could have the Nisuin together with Eiras. But if he didn't want to have the Nisuin together with Eiras, so he was allowed to have a certain period intervening between the Eiras and Nisuin. So what was the maximum period? The deadline was for Ipsuo, it was 12 months. And for an almono, lamed. So the Mishnah says, now when does a husband become mechuyev in the mizeinus of his wife? As long as the nisuin didn't take place, he's not mechuyev. And lomus is not mechuyev to give mizeinus to the aruso, only a nisuo is mechuyev to support. So the Mishnah says, suppose the deadline has already arrived, and he still didn't marry her, so then he's mechuyev to support her anyway, even though the nisuin did not take place. Yigi azman, if the 12 months as of the eras expired, the loy nisu, and for some reason the wedding didn't take place, the nisuin didn't take place, so echlis nishaloy. So the halacha is that Besdin will be keeping to support her. As far as Echol Bitruma, so the Mishnah points out that there was a machlokes between Mishnah Sheni and Mishnah Chene, but that's not our idea, it doesn't concern us. According to Mishnah Chene, so even though it's Echol Bitruma, but Bitruma they cannot eat. But the Mishnah Sheni said that not only are they entitled to have Mizenes, but and Besdin will be able to chosov of the chosin, of the oaths, and collect Mizenes for the wife, but even if she's an Ahusa or Bikayan, so then she can eat Mitrum. Alright. So, Eichel is Nishalei, Eichel is Mitrum. Yochel Rigia. This is what the Mishnah says. So, now, so Rav Yosef, in his original memory, in the name of Rav Yudah Mashmuel, said, that's why the Mishnah says, Psuah Nisrim Ovi, Dark Wednesday, not any other day. Why? Because the Mishnah says that if he has mavuli nisei echlis mishalei, if the 12-month period expires and she didn't get married to him, he didn't marry her, so he is mechuyev in zeines of the aruse. I could say, suppose the 12 months expire on a Sunday, and he didn't marry her on a Sunday, so he is mechuyev in zeines. That's why the Mishnah says, Psuo Nises Liyemovi. In other words, when does he become a Chuyot Mizenes if he fails to marry her upon the expiration of the 12-month period that he is given? Only the 12-month period expires on Wednesday and he fails to marry her, so then he becomes a Chuyot Mizenes. But suppose the 12-month period expires on a Sunday and he fails to marry her, he's not mechuyev mizeinus. That's why the Mishnah says, Psuo Nises Liyemovi. Of course, it doesn't make sense. That's the reason That's the reason as to why the Chachomim were misake that the psulo has to get married on Wednesday davke and not on Sunday. The reason is because he should have an opportunity to present the Tainis Psulim immediately. That Tainis Psulim immediately, not in order, not because of the Chiyuv Mizeinis. So, on the surface, it doesn't make sense. So, but this is what Rav Yisef said originally, in the name of Rav Yudah Mashmai. Omar Rav Yisef, Mora de Avrot, Tome Tanya Vidwoy Tanya. In other words, he explains the deen mentioned in the first Mishnah, in Ksumes, on the basis of the deen mentioned in the Mishnah in Keret Avot. So it's not reasonable. So Rav Yisef himself was amazed at himself. How could he originally have mentioned that member in the name of Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, in other words, to explain the deen of the Mishnah? What's the deen of the our Mishnah, of the first Mishnah? That the Psulo is allowed to get married only on Wednesday, not on any other day. Not on a Monday, not on a Sunday, not on a Monday, not on a Tuesday, not on a Thursday, not on a Friday, only on Wednesday. That's the deen mentioned in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah mentions the reason as to why there is such a deen, that a psulo has to get married only on Wednesday, not on any other day of the week. The Mishnah mentions. So he explains the deen of the Mishnah that is Miforesh Taimei on the basis of a deen that is not Miforesh Taimei. Tome Tanya Vuitanya. Hey Tanya, hey Vuitanya. Ho Tanya, ho Tanya. Ela Tome Tanya Miforesh Taimei, Pri Tanya Vuitanya. So, that's not. So, why does Rav Yisef say? So Rav Yisef was amazed at himself. How did he, even for a moment, mention such a member in the name of Shmuel, that explained, which allegedly explained the deen of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah itself explains the Talmud, on the basis of another Mishnah, and where this deen is not even mentioned in the other Mishnah Avopi? All that the Mishnah Avopi says is that if the 12 months period expires and he still didn't marry the psulo, so he becomes mechuyev in mizeinis. That's all. But the Mishnah in Avopi doesn't say that if the 12 month period expires on a Sunday and he doesn't marry her on a Sunday because he wants to wait till Wednesday to marry her, that between Sunday and Wednesday is not high mizeinis. Then the Mishnah Avopi doesn't mention. So how can Shmuel explain this deen of the Mishnah on the basis of another Mishnah where this deen is not even mentioned in the other Mishnah? So that is the tliye that Rav Yisef himself mentions against his own original memory. Tome tanya den foresteine, bitanya den foresteine. El nit ma hoche. Omar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, now in the Psulet Mishnah Mavi, Shimoyo betanya psumi, moyo mashmi bez. So the Mishnah, this Mishnah itself spells out the reason as to why a psulo is not allowed to get married on Monday and on Tuesday and on Thursday and on Friday. Because if she were to get married on Monday and on Tuesday and Thursday and on Friday, so the chosn wouldn't have an opportunity to present the Tanis Psulim immediately if he finds a Tanis Psulim. But the Mishnah here only explains as to why a psula cannot get married on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. But it does not explain the reason as to why it cannot get married on Sunday. After all, the Mishnah does say it cannot get married on Sunday either. Only on Wednesday. That means not Monday, not Tuesday, not Thursday, not Friday. And not Sunday either. So, as far as Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday are concerned, the Mishnah here spells out the reason. But the Mishnah here does not spell out why on Sunday not. But it does say on Sunday not. It says, Tafti Yimavi. So, Betinose, Bechel Shabbos. So the Tanya of the Mishnah here spells out the reason as to why the Nisuin cannot take place on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. But how about Sunday? He just says on Sunday now. But why not? Insofar as the time of Tanis Psalm is concerned, so Sunday should be just as suitable as Wednesday. And still the Mishnah says, Dafki Wednesday, so Vitinosi Bechot Bishabetz, Shimoyo Tanis Psalm, Moyo Mashkin Vesli. So the answer is, the reason as to why the Mishnah says only Wednesday, other days not. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday not, because of Tanis Psalm. But why is Sunday not? So that is because of Navidad. Shobdu Chachomim al Takomim Bez Yisrael, Shitrei Abisudei Shlesh Yomim, Mechot Bishabes, Shemi Bishabes, Ushlishi Bishabes, Ulevi Kesom. So, that's the reason as to why the Mishnah here says Sunday not even. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday not, because of the time of Tanis Psalm. That the Mishnah here spells out. Sunday not, the Mishnah says Sunday not either. Why Sunday not? Not because of the inability to present Tanis Psalm. Because if she were to get married on Sunday, he would have the opportunity to present the Tanis Psalm immediately the next morning on Monday. So that is for another reason. Because there is another deal. Besides having an opportunity, Tanis Psalm, the Chachomim or Misakim, that he has to have an opportunity to prepare an elaborate sude, so that he could put in 3 days' work. 3 days' work. In other words, we shouldn't forget that Bizman Chazal, so the lifestyle was not the way it is now in the United States, where a wedding is held in a hall, and then the one who makes the wedding doesn't do any work in preparing. It's not like he only has to pay money, and somebody else does the work. So Bizman Chazal, when the wedding was made, so who did all the work, who made all the preparations, all the cooking and the baking and everything? So the chosn did it. The chosn did it. So the chachomim were misaking two times. One takone was that Ipsulo should get married on a day that will enable the chosn to present the Tanis Psalim immediately the next morning. So that eliminates Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday as days on which Ipsulo could get married. But then it doesn't eliminate that time of Tanis Psalim, it does not eliminate Sunday day as a day for Ipsulo to get married. But then the Chachomim or Misakin another takone, or Misakin another takone, that Ipsulo should get married, that the Chosn should marry the Ipsulo on that kind of a day where he'll have an opportunity to prepare a very elaborate sude. And what is a very elaborate sude? A sude that requires 3 days preparation. 3 days preparation. So because of that, a psula cannot get married on Sunday either, because it will not give him the opportunity to prepare an elaborate sude in connection with the wedding. So he has to get married on Wednesday. So then, first of all, it will accommodate the chosn with the opportunity to present the Tanis Psalm immediately, and it will accommodate the Kaleh with a sude of 3 days preparation, 3 days work. Vitinosi Bechot Bishabes, Shemotel Sulim, Imash Pedesim, Shom Chachomim, Al Takanot Mes Yisrael, Shiterim Abisude, Shlish Yom Bechot Bishabes, Shem Bishabes, Shem Bishabes, Uvi Kenzon. Ve'ach Shom Sheshoninu Shobdu, Eizo Sheshoninu, Higi Azman Ve'Niso Eichot Bishalem Lecho Nitrumo. So Memele, it follows that Higi Azman Ve'achot Bishabes, Mitech Shem Yochem Lichdeis, Eilu Mayro Mizeis. Medayimdes, Refiho, Holo Hu, Shechose Hiyo, Shepirse Nido, Eilu Mayro Mizeis. So the difference between the first lashon of Rabbi Yisef and the second lashon, because according to the first lashon of Rabbi Yisef, so the Mishnah Nafalpi was mentioned by Shmuel as the reason as to why on Sunday Ipsula cannot get married, and that he was inexplicable. But now according to the second member of Rabbi Yisef, Shmuel did not say that the deal mentioned in the Mishnah of Afalpi